Bookstore? Well, visit our bookstore at WCNO.com, where you will find thousands of items to choose from, including over 1,200 Bibles, communion supplies, resources for pastors, books, educational supplies, clothing, games, and crafts for your children. Here you will find gifts, home decor, movies, and music. Every purchase you make through our bookstore helps to support our ministry. Visit the bookstore at WCNO.com today.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, 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 I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated. I'm picking up today on something that we were talking about last week. I brought a message last week that if Jesus is all that you have, then you have all that you need. You see, you don't need Jesus and. All you need is Jesus. You don't need Jesus and the law. People were trying to do that in the old covenant. They were trying to mix law and faith together. You can't do it. It's either or. You're either under the law completely and then you've got to carry out every single law, or you're under grace and by faith you have covered all of the law through Christ, because He came and did that for us. Amen. And so if you're Jesus, if you've got Jesus, you've got everything you'll ever need. How many of you know that's true? Without Jesus, you are totally lost. With Jesus, you're totally found. You have everything you need. And so I wanted to talk to us. This kind of goes in line with that a little bit. And I'm talking to us today about the vehicle that drives your faith to the finish line. How many of you have faith? Now, how many of you are believing God for something today? Maybe a new car, a new house, a new job, your marriage, whatever it is. You believe in God for something and you want to see your faith. Your faith wants to cross the finish line. And you want to see the manifestation of what you've been believing God for. How many of you know that's true? Well, we're going to talk about that a little bit today. And do you know, how many of you have ever flown an airplane? Now, I've flown on little planes before, like a little four-seater in South Africa. The guy let me use the shift stick and all that stuff. And I fun, like we had fun. We were over nothing and it was great. But you know what? When I fly nowadays, I want my pilot to be instrument rated. We want, you know, the jets you're flying, they're all instrument rated, and all the pilots know how to fly according to the instruments. Without the instruments, and if a person's not instrument rated, even if he's got the instruments, but he's not rated, he doesn't know how to read them, or the plane doesn't have ratings, you are lost for 90 seconds in a storm or a fog or where you can't see. 90 seconds, 1.5 minutes. And you'll think you're going the right direction where you could be going completely off course. And you could miss the runway. I mean, just so many things can happen. And so you don't want to be disoriented. You want an instrument rated pilot. How many of you know that's, I want to check their reference. They want to check my idea and everything else. I say, okay, let me check your references, bro. You're flying me a long way. You know, from South Africa to Australia, I was 18 hours in the air. From South Africa to, I was like 19 hours in the air. These guys need to know what they're doing. Amen? Praise God. Now, to be instrument rated, what that means is you focus on the instruments. You look at the instruments when all around you is blinded, you can't see anything. You don't get focused on your feelings or what you're perceiving naturally. You could feel you're going the wrong way, but the instrument says you're on the right track, you're on the right track. Unless there's something wrong with the instruments, but that's not likely. Amen? But in your natural realm, if you operate according to your five senses and you're in a fog, you're going to end up in trouble. Your five senses, you all know what the five senses are. That's in the natural realm where we can see, hear, taste, feel, and smell. Those are your five senses. Take those out of the equation. Now you've got to live by faith. or by the instruments in the Bible. You see, the Bible gives you all the instruments you need, but you've got to know how to read them. And listen, you've got to read them. You know, a lot of people, Sunday comes and they get the Bible and then they're off to church. All right? And then when the offering comes around, they open the wallet and moths fly out. Go through the Numbers. I'll go there in the meantime. Numbers 21. I want to show you something right here. Numbers 21, verse 8. It says here, the Lord says to Moses, make a fiery serpent of bronze and set it on a pole, and everyone who is bitten will live when he looks at it. Now, they were in the wilderness, the Israelites, in the book of Exodus, coming out of Egypt. God had redeemed them from Egypt, had got them out from slavery. And they were in the wilderness, in the desert, and they were griping and complaining. After God had delivered them and he was taking them to the promised land, they just moaned and moaned and moaned and moaned. Are you that person? Gripe and complain and moan? Mr. or Mrs. Drama Queen? Get off that stuff. Get off that. I don't like drama. I'll help you, but if you come back with a new drama tomorrow, I'll help you. But after a couple of weeks of each new dramas, I'm not going to help you no more. You need to learn to help yourself now. And the way you can do it is get instrument rated and read it in the book. So Moses, these guys were griping and complaining, and all of a sudden there's snakes all over the desert. You see, your griping and complaining will attract what you don't want. You'll attract what you're moaning about. I'm telling you, because as a man or woman thinks in their heart, that's what they're going to have and that's what they're going to live out. So if you gripe and complain all the time, don't think it's strange when everything you're griping about is happening and getting stronger. Come on, I'm just saying, right? And so this is a word of faith, church, and we're spirit-filled and we let the Spirit lead us, but we take responsibility for ourselves. I don't want to teach you a nice lesson that makes you experience, yay, that's so fun. And yay, you walk out and you're still as miserable as when you came in. You got to walk out of here with something. Yes. I've got something I can do. I've got something that I can do tangibly. I can work something in my life to improve my situation and my family situation. And you might be the only one in your family that's going to be that person. Right. It's got to start somewhere. Right. Are you going to be the patriarch or the matriarch of your family? Go where no man has gone in your family before. It might be you. It might be you. And if you're not getting your training here under the spout of the Holy Spirit, after an anointing like that, praise and worship, where the presence of God is tangibly here today, if you don't get it from here, where are you going to get your information from? Amen. Amen. And so, these snakes are biting them. They're poisonous, venomous snakes. And God says to Moses, make a bronze serpent, put it on a pole, and hold it up. And whoever looks on that serpent will not die, and they will be healed. Now, when you get in a storm, when you get into a situation, your wife left you, your husband left you, the money's not there, the sickness has been told, it's in your life, etc., etc. When you're in the wilderness and snakes are snapping at your feet and biting your heels and biting into you with venom, I'm not saying they're not poisonous. I'm not saying when you're in the storm, it's not hard. It's not a problem. It is a problem. But it would be a problem if I didn't have somebody who was a problem solver. You understand? And so God says, as long as they're looking on that pole, they will not die and they will get healed. Now, the problem is, you've got to be instrument rated right now. Because when all hell is breaking loose around you, you're talking to Joe Show and you're talking to Joe Soap and Schmobo and all these people and telling them all about the problem and griping and complaining about the problem, and those snakes are digging in and they're digging in and they're digging in and biting you now. Amen. Amen. For you to keep your eyes focused on. Now that holding the bronze serpent up on a cross was likened to Jesus Christ being on the cross. And God is telling us right there, keep your focus on Jesus. Keep your eyes on Jesus. This plane will not go down if you just use your instruments and you keep your focus on Jesus. Peter was doing that. He was focusing on Jesus, walking on the water. He was focusing. He was seeing Jesus. He was walking on the water. But then he took his eyes off the instruments and he let his emotions and feelings and fear get in. And he went straight down. He sunk. But even when he went down, God was in. He said, come on up. Took him out and walked him to the boat. You can't let your five senses direct your life. You cannot let your emotions direct your life. Because if you do, everybody out there is going to continually turn you upside down. If you can make me angry, that means you're controlling me. You can't make me angry because I'm not living according to my emotions. I'm living according to the word of God. Amen. You make me so angry. That's got nothing to do with anything. No one can make you angry. But we're going to do a teaching on that because God's been giving me that. No one can make you angry. No one can control you. And when we learn to get this in our lives, you won't be affected by the economy. You won't be affected by anyone saying it. You will not be affected like Jesus. He just walked through the crowds. Amen. So, a good pilot trust in his instruments to give him the true status of his altitude, his position, his airspeed, and everything else he needs to know. In other words, the facts and the truth. You see, the facts may show you that you're sick, but the truth God said in the instrument is, by the stripes on my back, you are healed. Now, what am I going to do? Whose report am I going to believe? The doctor over here or the doctor over here? The actual physician, the doctor, right? You got to stay off of that stuff. You got to go to the instruments, open it, look at it, learn about it, read it, learn how to stay at the high altitude. He's, listen, man, he even tells you, you'll mount up with wings like an eagle. An eagle goes above the storm, and the storm comes up, and the eagle goes higher, and it comes up and it goes higher. He tells you how to overcome everything. Amen. And if you want to live by faith, you have to live according to the instruments, according to the word of God, according to what that says. And that's why it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and don't lean on your own understanding. Trust in the Lord, Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord, he's basically saying, trust in the instruments with all your heart and don't lean on where you feel you are, what they're saying and how they're doing. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean on unto your own understanding. And in all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. He will direct your path. How many of you want God to direct your paths? Because he'll take you off the paths of destruction and put you on the path of righteousness. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And that's when you read the Bible and contrary to what you feel and contrary to what they say and contrary to what the economy does and contrary to who's the present and who's not the present, contrary to it all, I stay focused on one thing and one thing only, Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I get through every storm. And there will be storms. Yea, they will go through the valley of the shadow of death. I will not fear evil. Why? Because I've got the instruments and I'm a rated flyer. Some of you got freaking flyer miles, but now you become instrument rated flyers. Come on. You got other people driving you around, resting on someone else's faith. Oh, come on. Oh, Pastor, now you're getting in my business. Resting on someone else's faith, and you're flying on the plane. At least you're on the right plane. You're asking the right people for the right thing. But it's time when you don't have to rely on someone to pray for you. You pray for you. In faith. Amen. Praise hallelujah, what's it to you? So we are to live by faith, looking into the word of God and fixing our eyes on Jesus. Don't trust in your feelings over the word. Joyce Meyer says it's fickle feelings. So stop looking at the facts and start looking at the truth. The truth is the word of God. The facts may be, but the truth will change the facts. As long as you stay focused on Christ. Believe Jesus. He'll turn any situation, I said any situation around. Lazarus, dead 4 days, Lazarus, I will turn it around and heal you in the process. Whilst he's just going to die again.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith.
To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Good Country Homestyle Cooking is found at Crossroads Road.